The Newsreel presents The Soundtrack Corner. In this edition of The Soundtrack Corner, we conclude my top 10 favorite video game scores of all time. At number 1, Outlaws by Clint Bajakian. Outlaws was a Western-themed first-person shooter game created by LucasArts. Released back in 1997, the game was a hit at the time thanks to the then-impressive graphics, strong plotline, and strong music. In the game, you play the role of retired Marshal James Anderson. The Marshal's refusal to give up his land to the greedy new owner of the surrounding lands wanting to destroy struggling farms to raise a great city leads to the murder of the Marshal's wife and kidnapping of his daughter Anna. Now the Marshal goes on a quest for revenge to rescue his daughter. For all of you Ennio Morricone lovers out there, you'll be pleased to know that Outlaws is a modern version of the good, the bad, and the ugly. Another great track from the album of Outlaws is Sanctuary, which begins with a wolf howling and leads into another theme on the guitar. The latter half of the track is carried out by solo whistling and underscore.
Thank you.
One of the prettier songs on the album is called Anna's Theme. Here the track starts with a solo mellow trumpet followed by a low playing cello, then followed by a western type piano. The solo female vocals add to the tenderness of the track, nicely representing Anna. There are several tracks on the album that are percussive underscore sounding very disjointed and hard to get used to, but another highlight of the score happens to be Two Feathers. It starts off like the opening percussion music from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, but then the track contains the main Outlaws theme played in the Native American fashion. Thank you. The last track I leave you with is The Last Gunfight, which also opens very similarly to Morricone's Ecstasy of Gold, making this one of the best tracks on the album. Though I would say that The Last Gunfight actually sounds more like the main theme from A Fistful of Dollars. Clint Bajikian pays homage to Ennio Morricone's score of old, back when the music did the storytelling. The score stands on its own, like Morricone's, and is quite enjoyable. LucasArts released the official game soundtrack as part of the package with the PC game. If there are any copies of the score released out there, it is incredibly hard to find. So if you're able to get your hands on the old video game, you'll get an awesome first-person shooter. And if you're able to get your hands on the soundtrack itself, you'll be able to enjoy some of the best Western music written for video games in the 90s. And that concludes my series of my top 10 favorite video game scores of all time. I'm Andres Segovia, and thank you for joining me on this edition of the Soundtrack Corner.